lady to speak with you and with his paladin. The lost prince, such as he is her grandson. It is on her that his acts will reflect the most strongly. It was with her consent that her daughter married your human king. She must know for herself what you think mitigates his behavior.
I see. Aliam stared full at the elf, unmoving. And so you propose what?
If the paladin Poxenarian refuses to come to the lady's forest, it might be possible for the lady to come here.
But I thought she never left the elven home.
Estel broke in. She does not, but the elven home... He hummed a little tune that Pox thought she remembered hearing from Ardheel. The elven home borders are other, as you know. Mortal lands in Leonia are but clearings, as it were, in the fabric of the elven forests. If you granted your permission, Lord Halveric, she might be persuaded to come to bring the lady's forest with her.
She could do that?
Aliam stared. Indeed, yes. The elf smiled. We have not told humans all our powers. He looked around the hall. But before you agree, my lord, if you agree, I must warn you. If you grant this permission, and if she comes, then for that space of time your steading will be part of the elven home. No human can enter or leave unguided, and none should wander about in it. For the ways of the elven home forests are as perilous as any grove of Quokken. Aliam looked down, then turned to Pox. What do you think? I can see that the lady has a claim to know what's going on.
I agree, said Pox. My concern is time. I will not imperil the quest to enjoy the delights of elven enchantments.
Sir Rothlund smiled. Lady, I understand your fears. Indeed, this might happen, but not without our will. Would you accept my word that we will not let it happen here?
It happened to Ardheel without his knowledge. Can you prevent it?
That was different. Have you never been in a trance of prayer? Even an elf can be enchanted by the gods. If you had not thought of the danger, I might indeed have been tempted to leave you ignorant of it, and solve this problem my own way. But although I dislike humans, as you may have surmised, I will not stoop to dishonesty. I will give my word that you will come from meeting our lady no later than the time of conference demands.
Are there many? Asked Pox, suddenly curious, who regret the alliance?
That number is growing, said Sir Rothlund, as it has for some 100 years, as you measure time. It seems clear to some of us that humans have not abided by their word. Others excuse them as too short of life to remember, but I remember when elves were most welcome in every hall, when all the forest was open to our hearts, and the heroes you call saints sat at our feet to learn wisdom. Now, to be free in our forest, we must draw in and in, leaving more of the realm to humans. And lately, we have been unwelcome even at court, at the heart of the realm.
And what does your lady say?
He frowned. I do not speak for our lady. No one does. You will hear for yourself.
If Lord Halveric permits.
Pox looked at Aliam.
It is up to you, my lord, whether you will risk your steading this way. I believe his words, but it is your land.
Not all humans distrust elves, Sir Rothlund, said Aliam. Not all humans deserve your distrust. I will tell my people to stay close. Will you ask the lady if she pleases to come?
Sir Rothlund bowed and withdrew. Two of the elves in his party stayed, coming forward to greet Aliam and Pox.